You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Digital health company Occo Health is calling for more volunteers to help test a new app, which could have a huge impact on eye care for people living with macular disease. Joining me now is Stephanie Campbell, founder of Occo Health. Thanks for speaking to us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And before we talk about the trial itself, can you tell us a bit about the work of Occo Health?
Certainly. So what Occo Health is about is putting remote vision monitoring into the hands of people who live with eye disease. Because as an eye care professional myself, I trained as an optometrist in Cardiff, I really understand the need for patients not to have to go into a clinic every time they want to know how their vision's doing. And I fundamentally believe that just like diabetic care, when we put the ability to self-monitor into the hands of individuals, that we're going to have much better results, much better eye care, quite frankly. And I'm really excited about the change that that's going to bring to the whole eye care system, moving things from the clinic into the hands of people themselves.
And Occo Health has been working on a new app for people with macular disease. How does it work?
So this app is a medical app, and it goes on to straight onto the phone. There's no hardware. It's just a software app. And it's actually a little puzzle game, almost like a video game. Very, very simple. There is stuff that appears on the screen, some stuff just like an eye chart. Some stuff is easier to see and some stuff is harder to see. And the little puzzle is just about clicking everything that you can see on the screen. But we don't use letters. It's not like a normal eye chart. It's a lot more fun. It's like a little puzzle game. And so an individual who lives with macular disease will play that three times a week on each eye separately. So they cover up with a little eye patch the eye that they're not using and swap over and play for about 5 or 10 minutes three times a week. And that collects lots of data about how they see. And that data is put into a graph. And so the patient and anybody who's looking after them can see that data over time. So instead of having a measurement of the vision, perhaps once every 2 months, in the hospital, we're able to get measurements on a weekly basis.
What kind of impact do you think apps like this could have on the wider healthcare system in the UK?
My hope is that it will make it more efficient, because what we know is that currently monitoring is happening really only in clinics, whether that's in optometrist practices or whether that's in hospitals. And by shifting that monitoring into the home, it's going to mean two things. First of all, that if a deterioration in the vision occurs, then we'll know more quickly. And that patient will be able to have their own data, understand there's been a change and be able to act on that change. And rather than ringing up their eye care professional and saying, you know, I think something's wrong, they'll be able to say something is wrong and I need an appointment. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that I think that we will get to the point where when we have enough data that's reliable and trusted enough within the system, that we'll be able to do the opposite. And when people are doing well and their vision is stable, that we'll be able to reassure folk and say, actually, you know what? We can go longer without needing to go to hospital. And I think that's where the efficiency is going to happen, because we will make sure that the people who do need to be in eye clinics get there and get there when they need to be seen and be able to keep people who don't need to be in eye clinics out of them.
And as we said, you're looking for volunteers to test the app. What's involved for testers?
So our testers sign up to our research program and they learn about what we're doing and are able to consent for their data to be used. And these patients will receive the app, we'll help them download it onto their phone and they register and they play three times a week. And then in addition to that, they might get questionnaires. They might be invited to online focus groups or to give us feedback via the phone. And yeah, we're really looking for real world feedback. Sometimes our volunteers will also let us know if they've been to the hospital. They might also log their symptoms. For example, we've got a new feature on the app where it's not just about measuring vision, but actually recording, of course, how the individual feels about how their vision is in the real world. And yeah, so it's not too onerous. And it's absolutely fine when patients go on holiday and they say, you know what, I'm going to take a break from doing this. But we do have a big community now of people who are regularly playing the app, sending us the data, and it's really teaching us so much about how people see in the real world and how people who live with eye disease see in the real world. And we're able to take that information We're already feeding it back to doctors. And I have a really exciting example of that too.
And who's eligible to take part? Do you need a certain type of smartphone to join the test? Do you need a certain level of vision?
Yeah, so in terms of smartphone, we are looking for people who have an iPhone 7 and upwards. So just generally the modern iPhones, but also we also work on Android. So the majority of Androids are suitable. Of course, Android can, you know, it comes in many, many different varieties. And so we do a little check to make sure that it is compatible. But we're really getting there in terms of the ability for this to go on many, many different devices. In terms of eyesight, we are looking for people who have vision in at least one eye that is about a third of the way down the eye chart or better. So again, we're able to, so basically what we're finding is that people who are able to use a smartphone on a day-to-day basis and who use that for text messaging and stuff like that, usually those folk, their vision is suitable to be monitored by the app.
And is there a closing date to sign up? When does the trial itself actually finish? Do you have an end date in mind?
So the research participation is absolutely ongoing. So we would welcome anybody who would like to participate at any time. We have a very specific study going on in Nottingham Hospital and also in Oxford Eye Hospital, where we're building an algorithm, and that's specifically NHS recruitment. Now, that one is going to close in a couple of months. So if anybody's listening who's an Oxford Eye patient or a Nottingham Eye patient, you know, please do get in touch sooner rather than later. Get in touch during October.
You mentioned results. Are there results or specific trends that you've been able to identify so far using the results from the app?
Well, one of the most important learnings that we've had so far has come from looking at the data in combination with getting feedback from individuals who live with macular disease, who have said for some time, you know, my vision is better on some days and worse on other days. And this was something as an eye care professional myself that I thought, oh, that's not in the textbooks. And we were able to see that data in the graphs that we've produced. And so it seems to be that at least 50% of people do not have stable vision every single day. And when I began to speak to ophthalmologists and optometrists about this, there was mixed opinions. And some people said, oh, actually, that makes sense. But because we only measure vision once every couple of months, you know, we don't have the opportunity to see this variability. And then other people said, no, I've never even thought about that before. Yeah, but that makes a lot of sense. So it's really interesting. It's really valuable to be able to generate these insights, put that back into the community of eye care professionals and say, you know what, the next time somebody says to you that their vision is better some days and worse than others, or maybe they've come in to see you for an appointment on a particular day and they say to you, my vision's not very good today, or my vision's better today than normal, that can be taken seriously. And that for me is like exactly what this is all about.
Well, how can people find out more information about Occo Health and the app trial?
Certainly. So people can go onto our website, which is www.occohealth.com. That's OKKO health.com, and get in touch with us via our website. And we have a team of people who'd be very excited to take those inquiries. Well, I was going to say as well that it's completely free to take part in our research.
Well, it's a great chance for people to take part in something which could make a big difference to many people's lives. Stephanie Campbell, founder of Occo Health, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Joel. Thank you.